This is the audio recording for the Candia Safety Facility Committee meeting for December 6th, 2022.
The pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everybody. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving.
Yes, we did.
So we called this meeting because this was the earliest that Tommy could meet with us. Tommy had a lot of input at the last meeting, and we wanted to bring Anthony up to speed where we're at, and I think you probably had some questions for the committee too. Maybe yes, maybe no.
Yeah, we wanted to talk a little bit and have this chance to kind of hear and go over what the discussion was and see what's the appropriate next step.
Okay.
You know, so I brought Jason. Many of you met him before and previous things. So
sorry, I wasn't around more.
Yeah. That's all right.
Anthony kept me in the loop.
You have a life, I'm sure.
We won't let him have one.
There are ways to be seen.
So anyways, we read the notes. We had a good conversation, Tom and I did. And we understand that the value of the project was greater than you believe is passable. Is that true?
Very true.
Yep.
Okay. And from the notes, I can see what you're thinking would be approvable.
Yeah, we had that conversation a little bit at the last meeting, and we're thinking somewhere the 2.5 is probably a doable.
Yep.
Thing.
I'd like to go through the steps, Brian, if you don't mind. I did meet with Mike and Rick today.
Good.
Just to go over what I think this meeting is about. It's sort of a new start based on what we talked about, Anthony.
But yep.
Basically, it's just, you know, we're all trying to hit the reset button here to get within this new budget. So there's going to be some steps to take to get to that point. You know, we have an end goal of, I don't know, when's the vote in March, I guess. So you're talking about a March of 24.
We're right about the year mark right now.
Yeah.
Get everything ready.
Exactly. So we're like at the year mark right now. So to me, I wanted to lay out like this path to get to where we have to go. And basically what I explained to the chief is that step one is taking a big red magic marker to, you know, Anthony's plan. The whole layout is good. We already went through all that thought of configuration-wise where it needs to be. But, you know, Mike and Rick need to sit back and take a hard look. Okay, do we want to not be here? Do we want to be in our new building? What are the bare minimums that we really need at this point? Every single room, every single... What does my office need to be? Take a tape measure out, go measure that room, make notes. And Anthony did this with them before, but now that we saw where we were, we're in phase two. So they need to really get down to what do I need right now for this building? And that's between, you know, this meeting and the next meeting. So that they could pass that information, and whether it's with them and myself, with Anthony, and we come up with this new plan, we need to get this building shrunk down to what is the bare minimum. My questions as part of that, getting that building a bare minimum, is what can we use in a drive under scenario? I think we want to try to utilize underneath that building more, meaning like we had the sally port, but we also had all that storage in the building. Yes, we may have a sally port now or in the future, but let's try to utilize this land that we can do a drive under, and let's get all that storage down below, a four-wheeler, the tires, the, you know. But again, questions for Anthony, that what can we put there? What does the access need to look like? And so we better utilize this building to keep our footprint down, knowing that at the end of the day, it's cost per square foot. You know, so how do we get this building down? So that's like step one, is squeezing this building. Because once we get that building and we get a draft of that schematic, we already know wall types and how we're going to build it and construct. And I don't think all that work that we put in isn't a waste of time. We're still going to use that wall with the foam, with the same systems, all those are still there. We're going to take that plan, and now we are no longer going to a GC. Severino slash myself, with the help of the office, is that then we're going to price that up. We're going to budget that building. And again, the budget is going to be all local people. We're going to reach out to, you know, some of the Jeff Davis to do for the foundation. We're going to reach out to a local electricians. We're going to reach out to local plumbing. And we're going to ask, it's all going to be local vendors. You know, Chief had a great idea. Marion's, you know, run the used office furniture supply place where every piece of furniture in my office is from. We've never went and bought one new piece of furniture. You know, we utilize someone like that in town who's been very helpful, and that's where we price up our furniture at. You know, every step of every local person in that spreadsheet, line by line, and there'll be some help I need on, you know, fitting in things that I don't know about either. You know, maybe someone to do block work or someone to do bulletproof glass, or, you know, there'll be some loose ends, but we're going to put that whole budget together based on this new plan that we're about to come up with. So that's phase two of this. And then phase three is our marketing campaign. Once we think we have that budget where we need it based on that building configuration and those local budgets, our marketing campaign is going to be that. That where it's all locally sourced. And I think when you pull all those local sources together, I think selling that, I think that's a big selling point to, you know, let everyone know that it's all local people, and many of which that may help out. You know, you may find the local electrician that, well, hey, I'll do, here's my cost. You know, he's not doing it for free, but they'll all try to, hopefully, the intention is everyone lend a hand. Well, I think that's going to take the $4 million to $3 million, and I think the $3 million to get the $2 million is going to be the shrink in the building. So it's just, it's all those steps, but when we compile all those pieces, the bottom line is we don't get down to $2 million, we're just not going to be, we're not going to be building a building, and we're not going to have a police station.
Well, originally, I mean, that's what I had hoped for.
Right.
When we got to that point. And the only reason we went the other book was to see, what is the number
right.
going
to
be?
Well, we had to.
And it was,
you had to,
it was shocking.
Yeah, but you had to. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
That's kind of what makes you, you kind of, don't you do that, and you push your limits out to where you, otherwise you can never get yourself to where you had to be. So,
right.
I mean, it's just, this is where we are now, and I think those are the steps we need to take to get there. But, you know, I asked Anthony early on, it's, you know, because he's taken the biggest brunt of whether you get paid to do it or not, it still sucks to redo things. So I just made sure with Anthony
it's
that
just
it's
on
like,
ink on paper at this stage. So,
so it's
not
like I just wanted to make sure. I'm like, Anthony, are you on board? Because I'm not doing this by myself. I'm not doing this. I can't. We could reconfigure a building, but I can't draw it the right way. I can't do everything. So if I don't have him as an ally and on board with this boots on the ground mentality of how to price up this building, we're dead in the water. Well, once he was on board, spoke with Ekman, made sure I was completely upfront with John, and John was like, that's what you need to do. He's like, I can't do that. I can't go ask for 22 favors, which he can't. He does this in every town.
Right.
But he was on board that that's what you need to do. If you're going to come, if you're looking to come in on budget and you need to save money. So Ekman agreed, Anthony agreed. It seems like a lot of, you know, the board here, the committee agreed. So those are, that's the path I think we need to go down. How those meetings come about and where we go from here, that's, you know, I think that's what we're here to discuss today, but that's what I see as the path.
So Tommy did call and thank you, and that was a good description. I do support a lot of that. I think getting the building squeezed down a little bit is essential, and that's looking at the spaces and taking some of the air out of it, we call. And we were always anticipating that we would do that a little bit more. But the idea of pricing it all out and budgeting yourself and getting it all to a level of construction that is complete and acceptable for municipal building, I think is a challenge these days. And I would guide you and recommend that now that you've, as a group, have decided to step away from Ekman. We would want to take what we have, make some modifications to the size and scale. Maybe take the basement out that we just did, because we added a basement, we had the attic, we added the training room, we added more area, way over and above last time's budget, and price it out again with a different construction manager that's got skills that are pricing projects right now, that know the values and costs right now.
True. Yeah.
We have a project that's a little larger than what we've got here that we've just priced out. And where did that come into?
I think it was a little smaller.
A little smaller.
It's 5,000 square feet. It's $2.6 million.
And that's about where we think we'll end up at.
Right.
And that was a new building on a raw site with site work.
Wow.
But with site work included?
With site work.
Yep. And a septic and a well, smaller
saying,
parking area.
And that's why I think we need to be at $2 million for the building, because I think all in we need to be at we still got to get a civil, design the site, the site work, pave the place, that's why we need to be at $2 million to build that building.
Right.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
So we need to take some area out of the stuff that we just added in October.
Yeah.
That is going to be out.
What's the current square footage?
Well, it
about
was
65, I think, somewhere around there.
That's with
we were at 5 EOC, right? Before we
were at 5,000.
It was like 63.
This plan, where it was just the PD, was 4,967.
Okay.
And then that had an attic for mechanical equipment. In October, we added EOC. The basement and the EOC space, so that brought us up to, I don't have it all right here, but
65.
Yeah, exactly, 65, with all of it together.
I thought it
would. And so it is square footage, but at, even before, at the numbers that Ekman budgeted was like 600 and something dollars a square foot.
Right.
We're seeing higher numbers, but not that high.
Right.
And they had a lot of stuff in there. They had everything. They had security equipment, they had really nice door systems in the jails, they had anticipated everything like you were Nashua.
Yeah.
And they did it properly.
Right.
Yeah, it's not a ding against them.
Oh,
what they provided was an appropriate price for the project that you should build.
Right.
And really what we're talking about is how far are you willing to compromise to get the facility?
Well, it's just more we're shopping for a Mercedes and we need to just go out and buy a Chevy. I mean, that's just we need to get it done properly, but we just need to pare things down.
Right, but I would say it's not even that comparison. You need a Chevy, but you need an armored Chevy.
Yeah.
And the armor costs something.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
So maybe you don't need everything armored.
Right.
But let's without getting into the analogies, the police station has certain requirements to function. And I understand, I appreciate the process that you laid out. I think what you're asking for is not an unusual, but a particularly challenging challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not like we started with a lot of fluff in this building.
Right? No.
There isn't $1 million of extras. Wish list items. So I think it's going to be a really, really, really difficult process to get to the pricing that you need to. I'm not saying we're not prepared to engage in it. I'm just trying to be the weapon.
I think it's more of the, do we have a Sally Port at this time? Can they drive their vehicles in? No. Okay, are we...
Right.
Do we have the meeting room right now? No. Can we add that on a particular point? Absolutely. But it's like, if we don't focus on, like we think we talked about way, way, way back at the beginning, build these guys a police station so they can not be here and they can go into a building and call it their own. They actually have their police station.
Mm-hmm.
We're never getting out of here.
Right.
So, and then we can add a garage, we can add a meeting room, we can add, it could all be easily designed to do that, but we're not getting out of here if we don't do that.
Yeah.
So that, you're so right, because the building, that's what I'm saying, the building was fine, and the systems were fine, and we want it to be to spec of what a police station should be, It's just we can't put those, we need to get rid of that square footage. That's how we get up to 2 million, is right. What I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's a tough process, because figuring out what makes sense to throw overboard now that you could put in a phase, think about it as a phase two,
right?
Phase one, phase two. And I think that starts to lead us down a little bit different path.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Of which we're happy to do. And we're happy to do with you. And I don't want you to feel as though we took the plan and we went right with it. You know, right. We really talked about all the spaces and all the rooms, and we decided as a team, like, what you want, and laid it out. And,
yeah.
And so, and we've tweaked it a number of times to get to the size that we had back then that they priced. I think, frankly, I would like to see what another contractor comes up for a value of what we did last year. I would like to know that.
That's not a bad idea. That's
what's that? Another call it a check price.
A check price.
Yeah, something like that.
That's not a bad idea, because that's free. The plan's done, so it's almost like a new baseline.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Yes, we're definitely off.
Yep.
Okay, this is what we need to do. But yeah, a new baseline almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
So can I ask a question? Sure. So how many contractors are priced?
You snuck in.
I know. And I got a question, right? I just let you know I was going to be late, right?
She told us.
Just that one.
What's that? Just one question. Okay, so...
No, that one contract.
Okay, that was a question.
Yeah.
Yeah, like how many contractors have priced out this project? We've had one. Okay. Yeah.
And that was...
But they went to subs. They got sub input.
We had a contract.
A lot of the major trades.
Right.
And he was one of the
prices. You know, they went through a pretty diligent process in putting that budget together.
Yep.
This.
Right. But the cost, so the cost of this project, the sticker shock we're experiencing, for lack of a better way of putting it, I suppose.
Nothing new.
is essentially cost of materials, labor, and so forth. So we're in a difficult period right now. I'm in banking, and you know, you mentioned Chevys, and the Chevys are now $70,000.
I know.
Yeah.
And that's without a lot of bells and whistles.
Yeah, without a lot of bells and whistles. Tough time to buy a Chevy.
Yeah.
To
buy anything. But I think where Anthony and I were talking about is, you know, without all due respect to Ekman and what they do, we've seen other contractors, and it was 3 weeks ago we presented that price, and 5,000 square foot building, new build, we came in at $488 a square foot, which frankly was a little high for us.
Right.
But part of that is driven by a smaller project, just inherently has higher square foot costs, right, in site development. But all in with site was $2.6 million, 2.6 and change. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just that's a today cost for a building that seemed very equivalent to what you plan to build. So we were just thinking, well, maybe a new baseline.
That's a great idea
for discussion. Might be warranted.
It's free. We're already, and we don't have to reconstruct what we did. We still may be over budget, but at least it tells us how much over budget we really are and what we can do.
And the exercise for them, if you wanted to do it, and it wouldn't necessarily be free. We'd want to hire an estimator.
Right. Exactly.
So, but we would say, when you're going through the budget, anything you think we can save money on, or ways that we can VE this, to use that horrible word, to cut back. We want to hear all the ideas.
Right. So did you have somebody in mind?
There's a couple individuals that are local to New Hampshire that use local contractors as well. Maybe not everybody like you're naming and such, but yes.
Right.
That $2.6 million, is that someone for building when?
Do you have someone?
Next year.
Next year, so that would be a firm price going into bond and everything else at that point?
It's a good budget.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. That we're
because we did that budget based on, I would say, actually equivalent, maybe even documents that were less developed than what we have here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It was very much just a big idea. Where are we at? What's the sort of general value if we were to move forward? But then we have contingencies on that.
I got a question. So it's fine going forward with that to get the baseline, but also with that, what if we never attach the fire department to the police department? Right? You don't need the sprinkler systems. You don't need that other stuff, could they give us a price for that too? Where, you know, we could have a walkway in between the two buildings. Because, you know, once we put the fire department added on to that building, then we have to add all these extra systems.
Correct. Yes.
Yep.
And the price that you had been provided previously had a sprinkler system, but it wasn't...
wasn't charged.
It was a dry system.
It was a dry system.
Right.
It was
just a raw
one. We need to even put it in if we don't attach, physically attach the fire department to that building.
Not particularly, no.
That's what I'm saying.
It's nice to have a sprinkler system. We support that.
It's hard to be on the side of advocating not sprinkling.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's a small sum, you know, it went in the cost. It's the cistern that you need and the fire pump that you need to charge.
I could, but I'd like to just consider it an architect's estimate.
So,
just the town.
I'm just saying, if you think of ideas, when you're talking to these folks for a baseline,
New Hampshire. Yes.
Offer that too.
Yes.
So they can look at ways to cut.
That's a question that now on the phases that you're talking about, is this eventually attaching of?
I talked about that with the chief and I was like, you know, we gotta, I mean, it's just different. We're not, the fire department isn't geared up to, you know, if you're, department was more in line with like, geez, you know, we got 5 years, the clock's ticking here, the building's gonna fall in, you know, we got like, they're desperate for a need really upcoming. I guess we'd be talking about that, but we're more in line of that it's, who knows, 2030, it's like everything's all set for now, so to speak, so that it's like we keep trying to gear towards that, which was the goal in the beginning, but, you know, we didn't know, it's like, that land, we specifically picked that piece of land because it's big enough that you could have a nice little standalone police station that looks cute and architecturally pleasing. It's a nice little police station. Then over here, you could build in 22 years, you could build a beautiful, nice fire station all by itself. The infrastructure of the well and the state, it's irrelevant. You know, there's so much land that you put a septic in anywhere. You know, so you dig a little tiny septic system for this police station. You go build a different little septic system for the fire department. You know, there's no savings. There's no, you know, it's not going to use the same heater and the same. I mean, it's just it's so far down the road that we're messing ourselves up. And I just don't think we should do that. I think we should just build a very nice, architecturally pleasing looking little the police department.
So you're talking about a different structure on the. On the land,
same
at that
property,
point.
Absolutely. Yeah.
No, that's
separate, detached.
Separate and
detached.
Non-attached. Yeah, just totally right. Detached.
And when you're talking like the furniture, that gentleman was at the polls, and said, "I will supply you everything, but I'm retiring this next year." So what I'm saying is, if that's, I'm throwing this out. We get a storage trailer if he comes up with things. Yeah. A storage trailer. No, you know, I mean, that was one
but
thing.
But just using that type of place, that office surplus type of place,
right.
I just think is a.
It's perfect.
We get all our office furniture then. You know, sometimes that stuff comes out as brand new. It's just, we just need to think of all those things. So I guess the only question to that, Anthony, would be if we find this person X that you're going to use. Do we maybe reach out to all our local people that we know and if we make the cold calls to them and say, hey, we're going to be pricing this up, would you supply them with a price? So at least the prices they're receiving, because at the end of the day, I still want, and again, I don't want to go budget. It's a heap of work for me to like dive into this. It's like, it's just, I'm going to basically give up my life for the winter to do this when if someone else does it, that does it every day and has an estimate, it's, absolutely, I'm all for that, but it would be great if they can get their other numbers, but maybe
I think
a lot of these people in town want to help and want to do, I'll just use the electrical firms at cost, because they want to help the effort here, you know, and so I think we want to put them on our list, because that's going to be our sell when we're all done.
So
we usually see a lot of local subs do things.
Okay.
And for this revised price baseline, let's call it that.
Good save.
Yeah, I know. I would say let's just go to the individual and let them run it. But the numbers that they're getting right now, that they're knowing what the drywall is and what the metal stud is and what mechanical systems of that
are going to be next month.
Right. And but when the project is, the drawings are done and you've got the money, and then it goes out to bid, then they can. The contractor will absolutely get your locals.
Okay.
As long as they get the staff to man it,
yeah.
Then they'll absolutely be welcome to provide a number, because a number of the contractors need more subs and they want to work with the locals, because they're hoping that it'll be less costly to the project, your project, if the people are not traveling from afar and coming from Mass.
And another sum that they can use.
Absolutely, yes. And so I think that's very necessary.
Okay.
I'm not trying to turn you off from it.
No,
but right now on this price update.
Just run a new baseline.
Run a new baseline.
Absolutely, I'm all for that.
Okay.
It's a great idea and saves us from tweaking too many things.
But concurrent with that,
yeah,
we should still move ahead with your phase one
with take the air out.
Well, I would suggest there's not a lot of air in there, but we all know there's something.
Right.
So yeah, let's really see and think about the project is when we need to phase it, which we to hit that price point we're going to have to.
I think
what is a phase one look like and what is a phase two?
And that's what I tell
Mike
and Rick with. I feel like they're the only ones that can do that. I can't tell them what they do or don't need. So it's like that's kind of out of my realm of, you know, they would need to sit down and do that. And it's a tough pill to say. It stinks to even have to do it, but I think you guys are on board that this is what we need to do. You know?
And that's why I brought these today. You know, these are copies of the plans that you already have, but they're fully dimensioned. All the rooms are labeled. You can look at the spaces and think about them. Think about if it's too big, you know, and if it can be actually done away with. And
well, I think looking at it from a phased approach, but also the idea that it wouldn't be a safety facility in the future, it'll be two separate buildings,
right.
Gives us a little more freedom to really, let's just revisit the whole concept and say, is there a more efficient way we can do it that inherently saves some money without cutting rooms out, right? So that's a square foot number, but you know, there's more than one way to skin a cat, right?
Oh yeah.
I mean, I know it's a pipe dream, but I mean, I just see on that property someday, I'd love to see a police station, a fire station, the DPWs out there.
Yeah,
I'd love to see. I just would always had wanted to see a town hall someday. It's like
right.
We still go to the CYAA to vote, and just a big open town hall that we could just really. And then again, I know it's way out there in the future someday, but it's just if the complex or the property is set up properly, I think it could. You know, someday somebody will see it come to fruition. You know, but I just see that's how it could be. So it's just. Let's just stick to the police station as its own standalone right now.
Well, go ahead.
What's the time frame? Like, we can meet, Rick and I, or whatever, I can meet with you guys, and we can crack down on that, make some adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking we're after the holidays.
Yeah. We're certainly after the holidays.
Unless you tell us we have to go faster.
No, I'm just kind of looking out there playing.
This is why we pulled the reins in.
Yeah, we're not doing anything until 24.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So
this time.
If we wanted to move ahead to get the new baseline estimate, that's a couple of phone calls, and I would give them six weeks.
Right.
You know, five, 6 weeks. So we're probably, and you know, if we pulled the trigger on that this week, and we got it rolling, you know, we're looking into January to have sort of that revised baseline.
So based on what we have.
On this right
based
here.
Not any changes.
Exactly.
Correct, no changes. Mm-hmm. So
I thought in that same time frame, like you had mentioned, that concurrently you're working. That's why I said you got plenty of time to do it, but you should take that plan like they're saying.
Right.
You know, and let's just say the next meeting's January 15th, 4 to 6 weeks from now. At the next meeting is when you come in with, okay, here's my red magic marker. And that, to me, that's the duration you have. There's no rush to do it. I mean, you need to think about this. It's a big deal to lop off and what's going to be in an alternate. Right. That's, so to me, that's just the next step, because at the same time, they're reaching out for pricing as well.
Right.
So it's not like we have to have it right away.
Now, is that revised baseline going to be off the drawings without the EOC?
Yes.
Yes.
Because I know that the EOC was a big push for us at one point for grants, so now we're not going to have that option for us anymore if we
correct.
Cut the EOC off. So yeah.
Most of the time, the EOC is associated with the fire station.
Right. And when it was a safety facility,
it made makes sense. Right. But if we're not, we're adding things on, not that's PD specific.
Yeah. And the grant's not a guarantee, so true. If it's not a guarantee, we can't keep using these hypotheticals, because it's leading us down a road that we think, oh, let's add this and make it bigger and bigger and bigger because we'll get this grant and that. Now we're at $4 million and no grants, and so no, now we're not building.
And you don't get the grant until after the project's completed.
Exactly.
And so you can't get a bond based on a hopeful grant.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
And so most of the grants we see are in the 100,000 range.
Yeah, a couple hundred. Yeah,
couple hundred. So
you can't even get a grant unless the whole thing has been approved by the town anyway.
So correct.
Correct. Yeah.
So
yeah. But yeah.
So yeah.
And then that doesn't come until August. Okay. July, August is when they actually give it out.
But the cost of adding that on far exceeds, you know, the grant wouldn't cover 100% of that cost.
But if it's more of a fire department, it'd be later on at that point too.
Correct.
Yeah. At the last election, Greg basically wrote with people that we're not putting the fire on the budget this year, and told them we will have numbers a year from now. So what you're talking about is what we have to really shoot for. Those numbers have to be here at that time, and that we can do our project.
This baseline thing is going to be a huge help. You know, I think that having that baseline.
Well, we don't know if it will.
Well, we don't know.
You're being optimistic here.
Either way, it gives us the answer.
Correct.
We're headed down this path anyway, but it helps us say, trim everything off, because we need to
put up a tent.
Yeah.
No problem, Mike. It's Sophie's choice.
So,
pick what you don't want. You know. Which child you don't want.
Exactly.
I'm curious as to the process that Mike's going to have to go through. Is that so? When Mike and Rick look at this, you're looking at it like an itemized proposal that Ekman has provided, and then you're looking at.
I think their task is going to be function, not cost. Right.
Function.
Correct. What can we it to. To Tom's point, right, if we don't get this to the budget that you have, then you get nothing, right? So something is better than nothing, presumably. And it's their job to say, this is the minimum something that makes sense to build.
Now, how much does that cost to make it
happen?
Yeah,
and then, so that's just part of the
process. I'm just curious as to, like, what some of, you know, like, if there's, like, an inflation in that proposal that, well, I mean, I guess you guys would have seen that. You know, like, if something is, like, ridiculously overpriced, it's non-essential, you know what I mean? But probably not, right? You know, that's why I said itemized. I'm looking at this from
a different set of eyes, a different GC going out to a different group of subs. It's just a different
approach.
Just need to just take a second look. So it's like, how do you average out one? You know, you can't, you know, but if you get this other one, we can say, oh, okay, well, maybe it won't be there, but at least now we have two.
Mm-hmm.
And again, pricing is always changing. You know, we're seeing things, materials kind of stabilized, and in some case, some things dropped. And, you know, so certain things are happening. The market's changing with interest rates going up. So people say, oh, wow, the housing stopped and these framers are coming free. You know, it's just everything's changing. So there's people like general contractors, like we see, and even our shift is, we're more towards, okay, let's go for the sewer job, the municipal job, and stay away from the residential job, because it's too volatile right now. So we don't want to take a risk of not getting paid, because all of a sudden the housing really shuts off and you don't get paid to put your road in. But in a municipal project, so people will look, and even subs will be looking that way, that geez, let me bid to this job that is like going to be funded and, you know, will be a guarantee. So I think it's just a good second. It's a good second test. That's all we need.
And I think also to, pardon me, to close out my thought here. I think that, you know, it's a good practice for Mike and Rick to look at this in terms of essential functions, rather than compromising, obviously, these functions in order to fit a number that the town's going to embrace, right? You know, what do we need to do so that we're literally in compliance, I guess, right?
Yeah.
With federal mandates and everything else that, you know.
Right. No, it was more of like the you know, like Anthony had mentioned, it got added, that room got added on, and, you know, after we're already down to that 5,000, it's like, it's just some of that, we're going to pare that back off now. Is right. Really what it is. And then just some tightening, that's all.
Yep.
No, the rooms need to be with the rooms, they need to meet code, they need to, all that's, the cell's gonna be built out of block, all that stuff is still gonna happen. We just need to, we need to cut this down and say, how do we get you out of here?
We should all be good at this. If we're married, we've probably gone through this exercise many times, right?
So, just a couple things. I'm trying to get my arms around a couple things. The other project for Campton.
Yep.
There are 600 people less than Candia, you know, similar size town.
Is it Northampton?
Campton.
Yeah, okay. Up by Plymouth.
So,
right.
Yeah, there are about 1,800 residents or something.
I think it's,
really?
I just checked, it's 33.
Yeah, Waterville Valley.
Way off.
Yeah.
Okay. So, if they're around 5,000 feet.
Yep. It wasn't a police station that we were pricing for the record.
Yeah.
It was a different project.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
That changes.
But, that changes everything.
Well, okay. It does, but it was
site work and things like that. But
there were a lot of things comparable how we were building the building in terms of level of quality. So the fact that it wasn't a police station, yes, it's different, but it's not $200 a square foot different.
Right.
Mm. And that's right. That was what was occurring to us.
Yeah, because that's a third less. Like if we're at 4-something and they're at 2.68, whatever it is,
something like
it's a third, right?
Right.
Like, and so the fact that it's not a PD definitely changes some of the aspects. But if you were to try to figure out in a few words, what's the difference? The contractor?
Who priced that one out?
Architect's estimate.
Architect's estimate.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's tough. We work with a lot of contractors and construction managers, and we don't want to put anyone on the spot.
Right, so
I didn't think you'd answer my question, but I tried anyway.
We need a new baseline.
I appreciate that. it really was. It's relevant. It's about the same size. It has a lot of the same things. No, it's not a police station, but again, it had a lot of the same factors.
Okay.
And it was a recent pricing, and frankly, we were thinking before we got the number, got the estimate, we were thinking it was going to be more what we had seen. And when it came in so much less, that we went through the whole, well, what's going on here?
So what's different? Your building is going to have CMU block construction for
ballistic
the cells.
Stuff, yeah.
You're going to have ballistic stuff in a certain
right.
small area.
Yeah.
There's a little bit extra area for Sallyport things, but not to the point that it's going to affect the price that much, you know, because the library had its own items. It
right.
had high vaulted ceilings. It had nicer finishes.
So it was
a new baseline makes all the sense in the world.
It was priced as a net zero building, so we had a PV around.
So
it was
a site prep too, and septic and well.
Right.
Well,
yep. Right.
Yep. The site work, I think, was significantly less intensive than what you need, because the site, it was a relatively easy site. It was
right.
level,
well,
it was woods, not a lot of, you know, so
well,
I think it
site's
had,
pretty easy.
Yeah, it had some good things. But again, in terms of a baseline conversation, we couldn't really see the delta that we were seeing.
So this plan that we're asking your permission to price out is designed, is laid out, is based on the room sizes that was in our program that we discussed and you gave us and we adjusted. So I do think that your phase one, look at the rooms and the sizes and everything to see about scale. But, you know, we can make some modifications, but look at it closely, please. As far as driving in underneath and parking, I have a hard...
No, not parking, no.
Or storage. Okay.
Having access to, like, rotating the sally port if need be.
I didn't think we had enough grade.
We don't, really.
We do, yeah. I checked the grades. We do have enough drop on that side of the property that we could...
You tell us, then I believe you.
Oh, definitely. I double-checked it even when we resurveyed the lot and we built that entrance for Cole Farm. I'm like, wow, we can... And it continues to drop.
Okay.
So easily could get... We drive on, but it's literally storage only, and just, you know, so we, you know, park more near the front now that we're not going to put, you know, the meeting room on potentially or something, you know, just so reconfigure the ground access more towards the front because, you know, we're putting the parking in the back, and again, any architecturally, you know, the garage always goes on the high side of the lot, not the low side of the lot, so... We were putting it on the low side because configurally we had to because we were going to attach a fire station, so we had to keep it. So everything kept bumping in, so we couldn't do that. Now we're scratching that. So if we get the parking back where it needs to be, we can easily do a drive under. But again, just for shrink down that, maybe it makes the sally port work when you take. I mean, just they had these just bulk storage. You got. Just those big bulky, you got tires, they, you know, again, maybe potentially had a four-wheeler happen there.
Well, you got large evidence that you got to deal with all the time.
And large evidence stuff. And again, potentially could be mechanical if it's easier than the attic. And say, you know, so a bunch of those things. I just think we could utilize this basement very easily, you know, if need be.
Yeah, I looked at it too, and it wasn't going to work in my estimation.
Yeah.
And I may not look at it the same way, but I'm taking structure into consideration for carrying the level above.
Yes.
I know, structure.
Yeah.
but happy to look at it again.
It's not,
I'm not saying no, it just didn't work in my mind. And I'm fearful we're doing a project, police and fire, for a town up north, and they're getting away from their building because they did it. Thing where the grade pitched down to their lower level and it floods all the time.
Yeah,
it's a problem. And so they're leveling that building and we're putting a new one in the same site that's not going to have that same problem. So I'm fearful of inadvertently.
That's why we're here to go over it. I mean, I just wanted to not discard that option, I guess.
Okay.
You
know, okay.
All right, so you guys get your homework, huh?
Yes, we do.
Just a question.
Shoot.
What cost would we incur from this new baseline? I know somebody said nothing, but
people don't know, do
we have enough money to pay for that?
That was going to be the conversation I had with her after.
Oh, okay.
I said nothing. Tom said nothing.
So it's right next to nothing.
Yeah,
right next.
Yeah, it's right down. I believe it's somewhere between 3 and 5 grand.
You know, I heard salesmen tell me that before, and it always hurts.
Usually we can get an estimate for, I would say, 3 grand, but it could be somewhere between 3 to 5.
That's about what we could get.
I just wanted to make sure so that
we could find an interested party.
Yeah.
We could get a
what is that balance? I know we got 60 pulled out.
64 for the plans that they're going to draw.
Well, we paused.
Right.
You know, so... We stopped work, we called off all the engineers, we just hit the pause and printed out a set at that time. So that's where we are right now.
Is that going to adjust that number? The $64,000 proposal, is it going to change or be about the same?
So we have that money allocated,
okay.
Contracted. What I'd say is we'll go back and we'll look at what's left, what we have to do. And then we'll just confirm if that number's good. Because ideally, we can just work within that number, even squeeze in the estimate, and let's just see what we can make happen.
Because otherwise, we'll have to go back to the selectmen.
I don't want to get more make money. Work.
That's going to be hard.
I don't want to make controversy either.
And I don't want to inappropriately spend your money.
Right.
That's the other piece of it. So let's see if we can work within what's contracted and get you back to... A concept that makes sense, that is hopefully on budget, or at least reasonably close to where you need to be, and then we can figure out a path forward.
It'll be included in their number, and that's what we're going to check on.
So that's the two parallel paths we'll take now is fine-tuning spatially and getting a new litmus test on them.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense.
That's a great idea.
Okay.
I like that.
And part of the fine tuning would be going back and looking at the site and seeing, you know, if we just change the mindset from a safety facility to a standalone police station, let's make it as efficient as we can. Let's really think about the space. Let's think about the site layout. You know, if there's some great advantages we can take, let's do it.
It would really help us because it does drop, I mean, a lot. I mean, it's like 20 feet from the front to the back where we ended at Copart, you know, where Jeff's yard. I mean, it constantly drops, so it was actually more work because we had to completely fill the back to grade. Obviously, we're going to raise the front a little bit so we're above the main road slightly.
Yeah.
And then, so we had to fill the whole back to get the garage up to there, which was fine and been high and dry, but it will help a little bit, but, you know, to be standalone.
We'll end up tweaking this to configure it. So
and,
it's more
and we've got that site data available?
Yeah, the site plan with the grid.
I know I've asked you that like 8 times.
Yeah. Yes.
Just one more. It's okay.
Yeah.
We have it.
This is us at work.
We are who we are.
So I think those are the two parallel paths. I mean, I don't see meeting again for, like I say, mid-January-ish, get through the holidays.
Even if that, so it's up to these guys to get us to that point so we can meet again.
They have a lot of stuff to do. These guys have a lot to do to reach out to people, then massively solicit those people, then let those people get to work. So, you know, I just think it doesn't make sense to meet too early, you know, but get this process done.
No, we don't want to meet just to meet.
No, definitely not.
Okay.
And if you have questions, either give us a call, and we'll talk over the plans and you know, we show all the rooms that we discussed earlier in the program. There are a couple spaces that are a little larger, like the armory or a storage room, because we always know there's need for additional storage spaces. So, you know, but.
And I think that's a big reason with we talked today about the basement, the drive-in basement, you know, when that's what, I don't know where it's going to have to be rechecked again or.
Yeah. Well, I'll go now that it's standalone. I'll double check everything and put it on the site plan and show it to you because I want these guys to feel comfortable with it too. Right. It shouldn't be just me, you know.
We looked at a PD not that far away that had a drive-in basement, had an evidence room down there. You could fit a car in there, and we do have to do a search warrant on a car, get it out of the weather, store it in there. They had a couple four-wheelers, bicycles, you name it. It was huge.
Yep.
It wasn't New Boston, was it?
No.
Oh, it was New Boston Police.
Epsom.
Epsom, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Epsom,
yeah.
You know, but their training room, we went upstairs, looked at their training room. Basically, there's a table, and it was like, could hold 6 or 8 people. It's not going to be for 30 years down the road. You know, it was real small.
Yeah.
And a lot of times agencies now, you host like a taser class, you host it, these companies come around, they'll train the officers free of charge, just say, hey, listen, a couple of your guys could go to the class, but you have to have the space to host 25 people.
Sure.
Because that's how they make the money, you know, so now you don't want to have her, this is for now, and now it's not even good for 5 years from now.
Correct.
Unless we're looking, I guess, at the mindset, like, can we add on? Yeah. What sacrifices can we make?
What we had before was developed in such a way where you can add on, and anticipating those growth areas is important.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, here you are now.
Yeah.
And that's what you're faced with. There's no place more for you to go.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
And we need proper facilities to attract people. We have employee retention problems.
Yeah.
Nobody is saying, wow, this is the best PD. We're going to come to Candia, even if there was a competitive wage. Oh, and other benefits. Do they see the facility?
Need that too?
What?
You need that
too? Yeah. Do we need that too? Yeah, that's another story.
So I think it's important to have that dose of reality, and let's just go into this process eyes wide open, because we work with a lot of communities. The phased approach, understanding it's probably what we need to do, and I think we'll work hard to get you there. It's unlikely in most communities that in 5 years when you need phase two, the town's going to support the additional expenditure because you're still paying for phase one. So I'm not saying you can't, but let's just think long term about it and make sure we're making the best decision that we can. because it's usually 20-plus years before you get more money to expand another facility, right? We just gave you $2 million, but you mean you need more space.
Right.
I think, yeah, that's a negative. They're paying for the bond at that point, and then they've got to come back with more.
Correct.
I think you got to look.
So yeah, I'm not saying we want to spend more than we need to now, but let's just all understand the implications of that decision.
It's pretty clear. I mean, they're here, right there, for two more years. If everything we do tonight goes perfectly.
Two and a half.
So it's like, I mean, I've rattled my brain out, and I don't see any other path than we get really efficient and get them a nice little place they can call their own, you know, that meets all the codes and has all the right things. We just might as well not have a committee and not do it, because it just isn't going to go through.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unfortunate. But it isn't.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's total project budget.
Yeah.
That's all, everything.
Yeah. And again, we're going to pull all the stops out. And I told the chief, I'll reach out to, you know, local businesses and you know, do a lot of work for some of these companies and reach out for their help, you know, reach out to everyone. It's not going to be easy. But it's what we have to do if we truly want to make this happen.
Okay.
And the thing about the cistern, right now, we're not really doing a lot of developments with cisterns, because we have a lot of dry hydrants. So, you know, that's up to the fire chief whether he wants a cistern or not.
We're not talking a cistern at all.
Cistern would be out.
That's what I'm saying. That's another savings. That's like $65,000 to $70,000.
I don't think the cistern was in Eckman's number.
Never had it.
Yeah.
No,
it was always future.
A dry sprinkler at the time.
If it's a fire station, you need to have a fire suppression system.
Yeah.
And then the cistern would come online with the fire pump. But yeah, that was not in the equation.
I'm just trying to think of things.
I'm just trying to.
And that's big money.
That's big money.
Mike did say he wanted marble in his bathroom, or forget
it. I never heard that.
Yeah, I never heard that.
Egyptian marble. But everything else will cut out.
So our task is to reach out to an estimator, get that in line. We'll look at the budget, make sure we can work within the current contracted amount. Pull all that together. We'll get that back to you, let's say next week, right? What are we,
good.
We're Tuesday tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And then we'll lay out a schedule, say, between now and February, right, to get through sort of the conceptual and the hard decisions and the new baseline. So ideally, sometime in February, we've landed on here's a revised concept, here's a potentially plausible budget, here are compromises that we're making, and then we can make some decisions.
I would agree with that, because it wouldn't make sense to meet if we didn't have the the reset budget.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
yep.
then
and the, maybe a compromise
plan. New concept to look at, you know, at the same time, then we could be comparing cost per square foot. That's the new check. Cost per square foot with the new square footage, then there'd be more to talk about at that same meeting to say this is what we're going to do and go.
Yep.
I would agree with that. Yep.
Okay.
So that's the plan that we're going to price, and I'm giving this to you. This is the, and I'm giving it to her because she.
Because she's actually in charge.
And that's where we hit pause. That has engineering in it, and our latest iteration of the plan had the EOC room. So that's off the table, but that's what we worked to until we were asked to stop.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Anything else you need from us?
No. Nope. We're going to get moving here pretty quick anyways.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
But yeah, no, thank you guys for coming out.
Well,
thank you, and thanks for coming back so we could do this.
Yeah.
Well, have a great holiday.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate it. Thank you.
So the other piece of business we got is just the minutes that you have in front of you, October 11th.
Have a good night. Talk to you next week.
Anybody have any changes or corrections?
I move to accept the October 11th minutes as presented.
I'll second that.
Okay. No changes? All those in favor?
Aye.
Good. Anybody opposed? Seeing them? Beautiful.
You mentioned some people didn't get that.
I think everybody got it.
No, they didn't have enough copies.
Oh, didn't?
We can send it out to the, we can send it out to the group in the emails, too.
Well, I'll wait to get the new one here, Kip, if you want to take that one. It's from Primex, so they reviewed the PD.
Oh.
That's our town insurance carrier.
So.
That's a sign Anthony made up.
Yes.
To put on the property.
Yeah.
And we're looking at a 4x8 sheet at that point. Do you have anything to?
That's my wife's personal business card.
Okay.
Call her directly.
Okay.
I gave one to Linda already.
Oh, all right.
So. We will get a discount if you go through my wife, but if you go through the company, it's
going to
get charged for full price.
Full price, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
No, thank you. That's great. They've done an awful lot, those booklets and everything else. I mean, it's been a big help. I want to thank them, and Leah will get a hold of her to... Jeff has looked at the site where we can put it in and what have you, so we'll see what it is.
All right, we got to move along.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.